Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday, a meat Friday at that. We'll run down the menu coming up. You can live vicariously through our Traeger grills. Come on in, stay a while. The great Charles Barkley stops by in about 15 minutes. Frank Kaminsky of the Phoenix Suns will stop by. Jamie Hector, J. Edgar from one of my favorite shows, The Bosch, and also The Wire. He'll join us coming up. He was Marlo in The Wire. Channing Frye, a return visit. He was great the last time he was on, the Turner Sports NBA analyst. So we got a busy show, a lot of topics to dive into, and you can be part of the program a variety of ways. You can email, tweet, dial us up, all the above. Operator Marvin standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to Peacock. Our streaming partners, all 3 hours available. Download the app, you can watch for free. And our radio affiliates around the world, numbering 400 cities. You never know how a team's going to respond when a superstar goes down. It can go either way. You step up to the challenge, you raise your level of play, or you lack confidence and you shrink in the moment. The Bucks stepped up last night without Giannis. They captured Game 5 in comfortable fashion thanks to Brook Lopez. 33 points. The Bucks are now up 3-2, one win away from reaching the NBA Finals. I don't think they're getting the Greek Freak back, at least in this series, but they showed that they have enough talent to compete at this level either way. You know, keep in mind, they have two Olympians on their team, Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, both Olympians. You throw in an all-star performance from Lopez, and the Bucks might be able to buy some time till Giannis is healthy. And even if he's not, you have a great chance to close out Atlanta, and then you're going to have to take your best shot in the finals if they get that far against the Phoenix Suns. You had role players who stepped up knowing what their role was last night. And Atlanta without Trae Young, will they get him back next game? Bucks and Hawks will be on Saturday. But right now, the Milwaukee Bucks in comfortable fashion, 123-112. A couple other headlines. The Lightning at the Canadiens, that's Game 3, Stanley Cup Final. The NFL has fined the Washington football team $10 million. Daniel Snyder, the owner, says he's going to step back the day-to-day operations. He's still the owner. His wife is now in charge. This is really embarrassing for the NFL. It is. Daniel Snyder has done nothing that would warrant him keeping his team. Daniel Snyder's not changing, but the NFL should change. And the NFL should understand the number of women who are fans of the NFL is over 40%. Like, you can find another billionaire, right? They're all over the place. Everybody wants to have their team. And there's Daniel Snyder still keeping his team. You know, $10 million to him, it's a $3 billion investment. I mean, that's the worth of this team. That's a speeding ticket. But they made their decision, and the league on Thursday released the report, and they said, hey, here's the punishment. Now, no draft picks taken. You know, Deflategate costs the Patriots more. When you think, I mean, just think about it. Everything that happened. And, you know, it's a slap on the wrist. Really is. But the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, said in a statement that, quote, he concluded that for many years, the workplace environment at the Washington football team, both generally and particularly for women, was highly unprofessional. Bullying and intimidation frequently took place. Many described the culture as one of fear. Numerous female employees reported having experienced sexual harassment and a general lack of respect in the workplace. Yeah, $10 million. Next. But this is Judge Judy here. Let's just move on here. It's really embarrassing. It really is. But this is really on the commissioner. This is on the NFL. This is who you want. First of all, he's not a good owner. Second of all the other stuff that's gone on here, he settled a sexual harassment suit. Keep him in here. I mean, really? You couldn't find somebody else? You can't everybody get together and say, do we want this guy in the league? And then you have this kind of ruling? At least make him feel it. Because he didn't. Oh, he's stepping down. Well, that might be the best thing to happen this franchise. Well, what's that mean? He's cutting back on the day-to-day. What? He's not going into the office? Does he still have a parking spot? Is he going to be there on game day? It's really embarrassing for the NFL. But I figured I'll at least give you my thought on it. Maybe the NFL doesn't give a damn what anybody else thinks about it. But billionaires find a way to still be billionaires and survive. We'll come up with a poll question, got a play of the day, stat of the day. The fastest woman in the world has tested positive for not a performance-enhancing drug, weed. Sha'Carri Richardson. And she might not be able to compete in the Olympics, at least in the 100-meter dash. I'm not sure why they're still testing for weed. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, like she broke a rule. She tested positive for weed. Should they be testing positive for weed? No, but they did. And she knew that. And as of right now, her Olympic spot is in serious jeopardy. But she would have been one of the stars of the Summer Olympics. That's a costly, costly penalty, punishment there. You know, we start to think about what is the punishment now. What was the punishment, let's say, a couple of years ago? Like Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush wants his Heisman back. But you start to think about the name, image, and likeness and today's athlete and getting paid. Well, Reggie knew what the rules were. And should he get his Heisman back? Okay. I mean, we could have a discussion about it. But he risked his team's eligibility and winning a national championship. And he did that by choice. Because if Reggie just takes the money up front from a marketing agent, helps his parents buy a house, okay. But he didn't pay it back. And then you go with another agent here. By the way, it's open season for agents now on college campuses. Lee Steinberg has signed Spencer Rattler, the Oklahoma quarterback, to a marketing deal. Well, it's not that far of a stretch to go, well, I'm going to guess he's going to represent him as an agent, right? In the old days, what would happen is you'd get somebody who would say, hey, I'm going to front you $10,000. Hey, but remember me. You know, hey, when you graduate, remember me. Now, this is just open season. I'm your marketing agent. Wink, wink. College football, college basketball, everybody's making money. And this is a whole new resource for people who can make money off athletes. Used to be the NCAA, the bowl games. Now, everybody. But Reggie Bush wanting back his Heisman, I vote on it. And if they said, hey, we're giving him his Heisman back, I'd say, that's fine. I mean, he earned it. What he did on the football field, he earned it. But, you know what the risks are, and he jeopardized that. But here's another thing. When this first happened that the Heisman wanted Reggie Bush's Heisman back, he made them wait a year. They didn't even know. The Heisman Trust was asking us to help. Like, can you help us? They sent a case, you know, that prepaid case. Like, Carson Palmer sent us his Heisman Trophy. We have that here in the man cave. But there's this beautiful case that it comes in. I mean, it's indestructible. But Reggie lost it, and then they said, we want the trophy back, Reg. He waited a year. He hid it in San Diego. Maybe the Heisman Trust will say, we'll give it back, but we'll get it back in a year or so. You know, in a timely fashion, the way you gave us the Heisman back. But things are changing. You know, go back to Ohio State with Jim Tressel. He lost his job when you had those athletes at Ohio State who bartered Ohio State swag to get some free tattoos. And then if you lie, like he lied about it. Now, that's why he got in trouble. And it's not like Jim Tressel said, hey, I'm going to broker this deal with you. He just lied.
Yeah, as you join the Buckeyes, I got a guy who will tie me up.
I got a guy who knows a guy. But things are changing with name, image, and likeness in college athletics. And it's not just football, not just basketball. Anybody who has a social media following, you're going to be able to make money off social media. And it's just starting. We often talk about the Wild Wild West. This is the Wild Wild West. What's happening? I'm waiting to see if Dabo Swinney continues to coach because he famously said, hey, when the athletes get paid, then I'm quitting. Well, they're getting paid, Dabo. I don't think he's quitting. Spencer Rattler, by the way, is going to use his name, image, and likeness to do some good in the world. He plans to donate part of his earnings. He's the Oklahoma quarterback, and I guess he, along with the group that he signed with, Lee Steinberg, that they're going to give back to the community. He's going to donate part of any earnings I receive to help undeserved people and underserved communities. The time is now. So, all right. We'll see. But this is happening right in front of us, and the floodgates open yesterday. All right, McLovin, what do you have for me today?
Okay, I'm going to start with a question that is on every NBA fan's lips this morning. Are the Bucks better without Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Oh, my God. Do you really believe that, McLovin?
No, but okay. They finally moved the ball again last night. Like, they woke up. It made you wonder what happened to them in game four. Like, why did they sleepwalk at the beginning of that game and then show up like this? Clearly the better team. As you actually predicted, you said yesterday, well, there's a chance that Atlanta won't play with the same urgency.
Yes. Milwaukee played with a urgency. You want to say that? It felt like that. It felt like take advantage of this situation. You don't have Trae Young. We don't have Giannis. Take advantage of this. In fact, here's Nate McMillan, the Hawks head coach, on the Bucks last night.
We knew that they were going to come with that sense of urgency tonight. They were going to continue to attack even without Giannis in the lineup. That's just how they play. We knew that they would look to go to Lopez more, and they did. And they just dominated the paint tonight.
Yeah, Brook Lopez. Who would have thought? Now, Brook Lopez used to be a low post guy. And then he famously went out and reinvented himself as a three-point shooter. He was back dunking last night. He had 33. Bobby Portis, whose nickname is Crazy Eyes.
Really?
Yeah, I think his nickname. Is that right, Todd? Bobby Portis' nickname, Crazy Eyes?
Sure is. Reggie Miller referred to him as that like a half a dozen times. And I'm wondering, does Portis like that? But I think he actually embraced it and sells Crazy Eyes shirts and merchandise.
He added 22. Those are both career playoff highs. I don't think the Bucks. I think the Bucks had the lead, and then there was no lead change last night. I think Milwaukee led wire to wire there. Yeah, McLovin.
Bobby Portis, where was that guy hiding? Why did they play? I saw a thing. They didn't play him much against the Nets. He's like the third best player on the court. I wonder about Budenholzer sometimes. That's what I'm saying. Like, how come he can't get this every time?
And Portis has played with a variety of teams. I think he played in Chicago. I think he might have been with New York, might have been with the Wizards, but stepped up big last night. This program is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. What other poll questions?
Are NBA players today soft? Question mark. And the reason I ask that is you see Giannis jumping around on the sideline. You see Trae Young warming up. You never saw that in the 80s and 90s because guys were on the court if they could walk. I don't get it. I just honestly, I'm sorry. I do not understand why some of these players are not playing.
Yeah, but this is the era of caution, though. If you look at the amount of money that's at stake here and the investments that you have in these players and the players are going to make, it's a cautionary tale.
But it's an Eastern Conference Finals.
I know that, but you know who's criticizing or critiquing? Old people. I mean, young people probably go, yeah, I kind of get it. It's us. It's me. Old people. I remember back in the day.
Michael Jordan didn't even have a knee.
Yeah. But, you know, you're looking at this situation. Giannis might have to push it just a little bit here. And look, I'm not advocating for somebody to play if they can't play. But you might not be 100% as long as you're not risking future structural damage. Like, he's got a guaranteed contract for $250 million. He might have to push it. He might have to go out and say, against the better judgment of my coaches, I want to go out there and play. You got an opportunity to win a championship. And as long as I had some safeguards in place that said, hey, you can go out. If you feel anything, you start to, you know, it swells, there's a tweak, sit down. That's it. Like, Joel Embiid wasn't risking, you know, major surgery, reconstructive surgery on his knee. He knew that he had a partial tear and he'd have to get that cleaned out. That's not a big deal nowadays. But in this situation, you might have to say to the Greek freak, hey, we'll get through the Eastern Conference Finals, but we need you to try it. We need you to push it a little bit. Yeah, Paulie.
Have they said how bad his injury is? Like, would he be in any risk of missing the NBA Finals if they advance? That hasn't been really released.
No, the only thing that we've read or heard, I didn't hear any other information other than that it's unlikely that he's going to be able to play in the Eastern Conference Finals.
You know what would be the worst thing for him, for his brand, for his legacy? The Milwaukee Bucks winning the title without him. Mm. Like, if somehow he couldn't play, ask Carson Wentz about that when your team wins a title and you don't play. Mm. I mean, it's still a good problem. Bucks will take it. Bucks fans will sign up for it. But him personally, oof.
We'll settle on a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, Charles Barkley in the On Deck Circle. Take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
I saw where Patrick Beverley apologized to Chris Paul on social media. He said that that push wasn't meant for him. So I don't... Do you feel a little better that, who was it meant for? And if you're Chris Paul, do you say, all right, Patrick, all right, no harm, no foul. I accept your apology. How about you just say, no, I don't accept your apology, dude. And tell me who the other, who was the push meant for? Tell me that. Charles Barkley would never get into altercations like that on the floor. Hall of Famer inside the NBA, TNT analyst. What would you have done if Patrick Beverley did that to you when you were playing?
Well, and first of all, Dan, do you know what time it is?
It's 9:24 East Coast time.
Oh, and I'm only up at 9:24 because of your ass, Dan. There's no reason. I got nothing to do today but relax, and I'm only up because of you. That's how much love I got for you. You know, it depends on the situation. Like, Chris Paul's got to play in the finals, so he can't get into any fisticuffs. But it was just a punk move by Pat Bev. You know, he danced when he tried to almost hurt Chris the other night. He danced over him when he was on the ground, and now he can't take it when the rabbits got the gun. So it was just a punk move. Pat Bev's a good kid; he works hard, but it was just a punk move, plain and simple.
Do you think it was a successful season for the Clippers?
Yes, considering they had never gotten to the conference finals, to get there without Kawhi, it was a great season. I mean, think about it, Dan. They had never gotten to the conference finals before. And to lose your best player and get there and beat the team that was the number one seed, I think you can't consider it a success.
Why is there speculation that Kawhi could leave the Clippers?
Well, I think, number one, before we decide that, we got to figure out how bad his knee injury is. That's the first thing. And then I think he's going to sit down with his team and say, are we good enough to win the championship in the next couple of years? I mean, I think that's a big decision, to be honest with you, because it's kind of hard to say right now, because you know the Lakers are going to do something. Are they better than the Jazz? I'm not sure. They beat the Jazz, but I'm not sure they're better than the Jazz. Are they better than the Suns? So I think Kawhi's, he's holding all the good cards right now. He's going to get to pick where he wants to go.
If you're Kawhi, do you want to stay in, with the Clippers? Have you seen enough where you say, even though that's where he wanted to go back to?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Dan. I really don't know the answer to that, because you have to be in the locker room, because you have to say to yourself, is Batum going to stay? Is Serge Ibaka going to stay? What are they going to do with Reggie Jackson? Because he's going to get paid. So at the end of the day, it might just be you and Paul George, and you have to ask yourself, I can go anywhere I want to. You know, I've heard the rumors about him going to Miami or New York, which would be a great destination. So that's a good question. I don't know the answer to it.
Yeah, Dallas has also been mentioned. We're talking to
Now Dallas, playing with that boy Porzingis, that would be a really good thing also.
Well, I think they'd have to give up Porzingis. Like you would pair him with Luka.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
meant Luka. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, him and Luka would be nice together.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, the Bucks playing without Giannis. We see teams that do this, and usually it's a one-off where you step your game up when the star player is out. How surprised were you with the Bucks last night without him?
Wasn't surprised at all. Dan, number one, I want to thank you for all the kind words during the documentary. Thank you for the kind words. But I wasn't surprised. You know, Dan, what's interesting about these games, I always tell people, there's, until you go on the road and do your thing, that's when you figure out the thing. Like Atlanta, who played great at home in game four, that wasn't a shocker to me. The Bucks playing great at home last night, that wasn't a shocker. Now, can they go on the road and do it? To me, that's when you find out who's like legitimate and who's for real. So, man, I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow night. Are those guys from Atlanta, they're going to play better at home. But the Bucks played great last night. But can they take it on the road? To me, that's the key.
And Charles was talking about a documentary they did on Inside the NBA on TNT. And a variety of us in the media, we talked about how difficult it is that you guys make it look easy. And, you know, it all starts, you know, with Ernie to be able to land planes at JFK. But, you know, they got to have you batting cleanup. Without you, it doesn't work on the magnitude that it has.
Well, thank you for the kind words. You know, listen, man, we're so lucky. Ernie, we call him the godfather because he's the man. And Shaq and Kenny are awesome to work with. But, you know, there's so many. You know, Dan, you've been a star for a long time. And you show up and you just have to be Dan Patrick. But there's so many people around you who do so much heavy lifting. So, you know, I mean, unless you're in the business, you have zero idea how it actually works. I mean, there's so many people around you who, number one, feed you all the facts. And you just show up and you're an older, decent looking man. And you just have to be Dan Patrick.
But also, you guys have allowed your producers to make fun of you, and you're all stars. And that
Dan, we're talking about stupid basketball. it's so funny with me when, you know, I've been in the thing for 36 years. I tell the guys when they start taking themselves too serious, like, yo, man, you do know you play basketball, right? You're not like a doctor or somebody who's in the army, or it's a teacher, a fireman, a policeman, people who got like a real job. You dribble a stupid basketball. You make more money than God to just dribble a stupid basketball. When you start taking yourself too serious, you need to take a step back like, yeah, I'm really not that important. I just play basketball.
That was a nice documentary. Everybody loved it. There's the Last Dance documentary that it still seems like that's bothering Scottie Pippen. What did you make of Scottie's comments when he was on with me earlier in the week?
You know, I'm disappointed in Scottie because he's burning every bridge. I know he has a book coming out. Listen, Scottie was a very good player. I've always liked Scottie, too. I've always liked him. I've never had a disagreement or an argument with him, but he's taking shots at me. And I'm just laughing because I'm like, yo, man, you do know we're like 60 years old. We don't have beefs anymore. We're like 60. What we accomplished was 30 years ago. It's not important or significant. It was great in the day, but now it's irrelevant. So I was disappointed he's taking shots at Michael, Phil Jackson, and myself. But I understand he's got a book coming out. And I just think it's silly and stupid, to be honest with you. Listen, hey, we know you got a book coming out. Stop trying to make, take shots at Big Fish. He's big game hunting. You come out to myself. You come out to Mike. You come out to Phil Jackson. Hey, we know you got a book coming out. But it really just makes you look stupid and silly in the long run, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Stuff you haven't said in 30 years. Then I've been retired for 20 years. Can you imagine that? And so that stuff happened like 25, 30 years ago. And to come out now saying all these things because you have a book coming out, and I guess he has the alcohol coming out, and and unfortunately we're in the business, so every jackass gonna have you on. If you're gonna say something bad about Michael Jordan or Charles Barkley or Phil Jackson, you're gonna be on every TV show, and that's the thing. I just feel sadness for him more than anything.
I didn't think there was strategy behind him, what he said about Phil Jackson. I think he's been carrying those 1.8 seconds when he sat down in that game against that playoff game against the Knicks. And the Last Dance documentary just sort of gave a whole new generation of, hey, this is what happened to Mike and this is what happened to Scottie. And I think he probably, it's like, I'm going to give you my episode of The Last Dance.
Well, for me, Dan, I have to take the good and the bad when people talk about Charles Barkley. I don't get to sugarcoat, like, everything I've did stupid in my life, the spitting incident, the DUI. People get to bring that up. I don't get to talk about how great I was at basketball without saying some of the – when people say, okay, yeah, but he did some stupid things. And – that's just the way it works. Like, I got a DUI. I spit back in my day. Like, I have to take the good with the bad. And, when Michael, when he did the documentary, he had to say some things that Scottie did wrong. And Scottie was still a very good basketball player, but he did some things, not having surgery, not going back in the game. When you talk about your life, my life, your life, Todd's life, every little nerd you got working for you, you don't get to say, hey, this is all the good I did. When you do things that are not good, you have to talk about those also. There's some things I'm not proud of I've done in my life, but you have to talk about those things. And it sucks when people bring them up. I'm not going to lie. It sucks when people bring them up, but hey, I've done more good than bad.
We had Chris Webber on yesterday. We were talking about Jamal Mashburn telling a story about the Dream Team when the college guys were scrimmaging against you guys. And Rodney Rogers upset Bird by kind of calling him out. And Mash was telling the story. And then C. Webb was backing it up saying Bird just, Magic fed Bird like 8 or 9 times straight and just ate his lunch. What do you remember about that moment?
Larry Bird is one of my favorite people in the world. I always tell people, playing against Bird, Mikael, and Paris, the greatest front line ever. I always laugh about Larry because Larry was like, Chuck, I need to talk to you. In the middle of a game, Larry, Dan, he's like, I said, what's going on, Larry? He's LB. He says, y'all being disrespectful to me. I'm like, what do you mean? He says, y'all got a white guy trying to guard me. That's disrespectful. I'm like, and it caught me off guard. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, no, there's not a white guy on the planet can guard me. Y'all got a white guy. I think it was Bob Thornton at the time. Bob Thornton, one of my favorite teammates. He's like, hey, man, listen, y'all being disrespectful. Don't ever put a white guy on me. And I've only had Michael Jordan and Larry Bird are the only two guys. Michael says to me in the finals, like, Chuck, you're being disrespectful. I mean, like, And those are the only two guys that do not put a white guy on me. A white guy can't stop me. When Michael and Larry said that, I still laugh about that today when I'm out with the guys telling, because they always want to know stories. I said, Larry Bird was a bad boy. But he's like, hey, do not put a white guy on me. And Michael said the same thing. A white guy can't guard me, and quit doing it.
I was wondering about this name, image, and likeness now with college athletes. And like, if you were at Auburn right now, you'd be cashing in.
Yeah, Dan, but I'm concerned. Okay, there's a couple reasons why I'm concerned. Number one, the NCAA, they're just boneheads. They're like the Don Knotts. They're the Barney Fifes of life. They don't have no idea what's going on. But let me be serious here for a second. Number one, I hate when people tell young black kids getting a free education is nothing. Getting a free education is a really, really big deal. I hate when people tell black kids, well, they're not giving you nothing. Hey, going to college for free, and Dan, you know a lot of people who are still paying college debt to this day. Getting a free education is a really big deal. So that's my first issue. My second issue, and like I say, I don't know anything about this, but they act like everybody in college now is going to start rolling in the dough. And I'm saying, well, that's not true. Nobody's going to be buying the offensive lineman's jersey. He's not going to get a car deal. Now, the quarterback and the running back and maybe a star defensive player, they're going to make some money. But like I say, people are going to buy their jersey, and they might get a car deal. They might even get a restaurant deal. But most of the players, they're not going to make any money. But this notion that, wow, this is going to be great for college athletics. All these people are going to make a lot of money. I don't believe that. The backup guy or somebody like that, yeah, Charles Barkley would have made a lot of money in college. Probably Chuck Person. But that's pretty much it on our team. Bo Jackson at my college at Auburn, the greatest thing I've seen is Bo Jackson is play college football. He's going to make a lot of money. But what really bothers me and scares me about the whole scenario, Dan, is there's going to be so much resentment from my other teammates. But they're like, damn, Charles is selling jerseys. He's got a car deal. We work just as hard as him. Same thing with Bo Jackson. Like the offensive lineman, he opens up all the holes for Bo Jackson. If Bo Jackson is making all this money and the offensive lineman who actually do all the work, they're not making a dime, I think there's going to be great resentment and jealousy on these teams.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. By the way, you're part of the Capital One's The Match there with Tom Brady and Bryson DeChambeau, Aaron Rodgers, and Phil Mickelson. You're an analyst on the course?
Yeah, I have no idea what TNT is going to have me doing. I'm going to be doing something. But let me just tell you something. I'm just disgusted by Phil Mickelson. I cannot believe that he want to play with this mother instead of me.
Oh,
that's exactly right, Dan. You heard me.
Wow.
Me and Phil were the defending champs.
Yeah.
But I can't believe he going to stick with this mother. I can't say what Tom said, but I can't believe he want to stick with this mother instead of me.
Wow.
We are the defending champs. But what has Tom Brady did in the last year to make him more important and significant than me?
How would you do straight up against Brady in a match?
Oh, hey, overrated. He's overrated. Flash in the pan. I don't know if he's ever going to be successful at anything. You know, I think Tom is the greatest. First of all, he's a really nice person. I think he's the greatest athlete, arguably, ever. I do. I truly believe that. I mean, he's clearly the greatest football player ever, but I think he's in a conversation with Ali, Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky. Those are the greatest ever. That's just my personal opinion, but he might be the greatest ever. And he's a really nice guy, but I like to bash him because he got a great sense of humor. Tom, I don't think Tom can beat me in golf. I really don't. Not right now, he can't.
Are you going to corner Aaron Rodgers and ask him what the hell's going on here with the Packers so we can finally get an answer out of him?
I'm going to give him something about that. Because number one, if I had a dollar for every time I heard about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers this summer, I'd have more money than you, Dan. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. The four-letter network talks about it every single day.
Yes, they do.
And there's a reason we call them the four-letter network, Dan. That's it between me and you. You know, I'm really sick. I'm really sick of the Aaron Rodgers. You know, the NFL, and you know, football and boxing are my two favorite sports, but the NFL, man, they hog the spotlight every single day, man.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, I'm so sick of talking about football every day. It's not even football season, and we still talk about it every single day. It drives me crazy.
Good luck to your Phoenix Suns, sir.
I'm really excited. It's great for the city. I'm really happy for Chris Paul. I'm really happy for him because, you know, I'm one of the few people who actually know what he's going through. When you've been a great player your whole career and your team is not good enough to get to the finals, you know, it's a tough burden to bear. And he got to the finals, and now I hope he can win it. Because, you know, hey, Dan, I'm on the list. I'm on that list where, you know, people say he never won anything. So I always root for guys to get off the list, and I'm pulling for Chris Paul.
Good to talk to you as always. You look great, and have fun there at the match here in Montana.
You know, I can't wait. I've never been to Montana. I can't wait to get there. I'm looking. They say it's beautiful. I can't wait to get there. So it's going to be fun. Hey, Dan, I always appreciate you, man. I'm going back to bed. I only got up to do your show, but I'm going back to bed. So you take care of yourself.
Have you ever shared a room with Shaq before?
No. I shared a plane with him, and I thought there was a grizzly bear on the plane with me. This dude snores. Hey, Dan, I did. We've flown three times together, and he fall asleep. I said, damn, we got a grizzly bear on the damn plane. This is he's the loudest snoring person in the history of civilization, Dan. It's unbelievable.
Well, plus he's one of the largest men in the history of civilization, too.
He is one of the largest people, but I'm telling you something. When he starts snoring, man, I'm telling you, I'm like, it's crazy how loud it is.
You got to tape it next time. You should play it on the air on TNT. Next time he nods off, just record it.
It's not a nod off. It's like a full-blown grizzly bear is on the plane with you.
Thank you, Chuck.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. You have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thank you. Like. That's Charles Barkley, NBA on TNT. I've known Charles a long, long, long time. And he's been this way as long as I've known him. And I always appreciate that when we call, if he's available, he always comes on. I've always appreciated that. And he brings it. You know? That's the kind of guest you want. Somebody who has something to say. And he certainly does. Take a break. Play of the Day's up next. And we'll run down our Meat Friday lineup as well back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
Oh my God!
The play, the play's called play of the day.
Runner left side, got it.
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
1-2, and Altuve drills it pretty deep to left field down the line. It's hooking, and it's a grand slam. Jose Altuve goes deep, and the Astros take the lead. They're up 5-2.
Fox Sports Radio affiliate KBME. Since the start of the 2019 season, Jose Altuve has 4 grand slams, the second most in Major League Baseball over that span. Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive Boost and Burn, the supplement that can help shed pounds, build muscle. Visit mdrivedan.com, get free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Every time I see the Astros do something well, in particular Jose Altuve, I always come back to, why did you guys need help or think you needed help during that season when you cheated? It's one of those that, and maybe it's the situation where you go, we don't need to cheat, but we can cheat. And why would we pass up this opportunity? And we're not going to get caught. And if we do get caught, the Players Association is going to protect us. Like, I don't know how much thought was given to it, but When I have Astros fans who say, hey, how do you know that they cheated? You know, look at what they're doing now, whatever that is. And I understand that. But I always go back to, why did you do it in the first place if you're so damn good? And I don't know what that does to Jose Altuve's Hall of Fame career. I mean, he's a 6-time All-Star. Like, he's an MVP. But it feels like the face of cheating, and he's the face of that. And he's still there. You know, I mean, for the most part, you know, Springer left. Correa's there. Bregman's there. But I don't know. I always go back and say, why? It's like Barry Bonds. You go, why? Well, he was getting a little bit older, and I think he was bothered by Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa getting all the attention. And McGwire and Sammy were the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. I think Bonds looked at that and said, you got to be kidding me. Okay. And I was told this. Now, I was told this by two people who were there, and Bonds said, hey, watch what I can do. Right? Lance Armstrong did the same thing. Everybody's cheat. Oh, you want to see what I can do? I'll be the best cheater. And I think that's what happened with Bonds. It was like, oh, okay. You think those guys are great? I'm the best player. I'll show you what I can do on steroids. But, you know, there were two people and they were in Florida and I guess having some cocktails and talking, and all of a sudden, Barry Bonds became the new and improved Barry Bonds. Jesse in L.A. Hey, Jess, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Happy meet and Positivity Friday, of course. Can you guys have Charles on every day? That guy's so good, man. My question is regarding Shohei Ohtani. Firstly, that connection sound you guys have been playing, it sounds like a golf driver when you smash it. It's so fascinating. But something that I didn't think to ask on the show until you guys brought it up the other day is, he only has next year and this year on his contract.
Yeah.
And he's drastically underpaid for his performance right now. So obviously I'm hoping he'll go to the Dodgers because he wants to get paid the most. And I'm assuming he'd like to play in the postseason. But so I was wondering, is it more conducive for him to play in the National League where pitchers are required to bat? Isn't that even more of an advantage for him and the Dodgers when he comes? Or is it better for him to stay in the American League? Stay safe this weekend. Happy 4th. Don't have any Jason Pierre-Paul incidents, guys.
Thank you, Jesse. I think it's probably smarter for Shohei to stay in the American League. He can be a DH. I think you're going to get to the point where you just have to say, you know, we're not going to have him as a starting pitcher. Like, it's so hard. I mean, factor this in. The other night at Yankee Stadium, it's extremely hot. And he has to prepare as a pitcher and then as a hitter. Like, you're batting leadoff, and then all of a sudden you have to go out to the mound. It's just too much to ask for anybody. And I know we like it, the novelty of it. We talk about it. It's fascinating. But he has a chance to be one of the great home run hitters of this era. I don't think he can be one of the great pitchers of this era. I just don't. One of our favorite guests, Channing Frye, will join us coming up. He's one of the stars of Bosch, Jamie Hector. He was also on The Wire. He'll join us. And Frank Kaminsky of the Phoenix Sun stops by. Busy show coming up.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.